I love movies. One of my favorites is Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Basically, it's about a weatherman who must once again begrudgingly report on Groundhog Day, and 24 hours later, a loop begins. He finds himself repeating the day, incessantly. The film is hilarious, but I won't tell you what happens because there's a romantic interest in it too. Unfortunately, sometimes Groundhog Day is real. On May 14th, an angry white male executed a racially motivated mass shooting at a grocery store in a predominantly black Buffalo, New York neighborhood, killing 10 people. The shooting was planned, and the shooter left a manifesto, explaining that his act of violence was based on the white replacement conspiracy theory. This theory basically argues that white folks are being purposefully replaced by immigrants and the growing racial diversity in the United States. Charleston, El Paso, Pittsburgh, San Diego, and on, a lone white supremacist shoots up a public place. He kills a number of minorities. The media issues wall-to-wall coverage. The pundits, like me, get called for interviews. Investigations and commissions are called. Reports are issued. The news cycle dies down. People wonder what they can do or read to understand. And then we move on. And then a lone white supremacist shoots up a public place and Groundhog Day restarts. It's exhausting that we see these crimes against humanity happen so regularly, but nationally we seem to not move too much beyond our self-righteous indignation. It's the epitome of frustration. But just like Bill Murray's character, I will wake up and do it all over again without the romantic interest or humor. I'm Joseph Lynn, and that's my perspective.